Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's now 7:34. Central Time from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Honored to have you with us weekday morning 6 till 8 as we seek to be informative, challenging, hopeful, and helpful right here as your day gets started. All right, raise your hand if you're willing to admit that, yes, at times, as much as we don't like to admit it, those of us who are parents, at times we end up in a battle with our kids. Doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter the age range or the period of the child's life. Parents end up in battles and they end up at loggerheads. Even the best of parent-child relationships are going to end up that way from time to time, wouldn't you say? Well, how do we know whether that battle, that struggle, is worth fighting over? What exactly does it mean when parents are fighting with their kids? Here to sort out the messy details for us, a couple of parents who know very well. They're also grandparents and they're also counselors. John and Kendra Smiley on our guest line once again. Welcome back to Faith Radio, John and Kendra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so whether we fight the battle, picking the battle, and choosing to fight or to roll over, that's a point we'll get here in just a moment. Comment, if you would, each of you, on the nature and essence of parent-child battles themselves. What kinds of scenarios are we talking about? What kinds of scenarios are you talking about when you talk about the battles?
Well, the first that comes to my mind is one that I decided incorrectly to engage in for at least a while with my boys, and that was what they would wear. No, you cannot wear bad plaid to church. Please don't wear bad plaid. You must wear your Sunday best. Well, there were times they really preferred to wear bad plaid. Mm-hmm. One child in particular used to pick out the clothes for church, and it made me shudder. And so I told him, no, you need to wear. That was a battle I thought was worth fighting. I was wrong.
You were wrong about that. Okay. Dad, John, tell us about that bad plaid thing.
Yeah, and I think that, what we're talking about here, it's the parents' responsibility to take a look at the situation, and they're the ones that decides what battle they're right. going to choose to fight or not. And that might be one that a parent might choose that's really important to the parent. I think the big thing as we begin this discussion is the parents are the ones that are making the decision about this. And what we want to try to get across is, are the parents really looking at it correctly in the sense of evaluating the situation, being honest with themselves, and realizing what this decision is all about? And then if they decide, yep, this is where we want to go, then that's the battle they fight.
That's right. I realized when I took a look at my motives that it was really all about me. I wanted the kid to look, well, of course, when he wore his Sunday best, I looked like a terrific parent. Mm-hmm. Now, the joke with that is my friends already knew I wasn't, because no one really is a perfect parent. And so the problem there was my motive was not right. Now, if it was a family picture, you are not wearing bad plaid. We're going to have this for the rest of your life. But
sure.
Did it matter to church? It really didn't.
Mm-hmm. John and Kendra Smiley on our guest line here on Faith Radio. They have written about parent-child battles. Their piece on this issue is entitled "Know When to Hold Them." You're suggesting in this editorial that you've written that, yeah, sometimes there's just a time and a place where parents should not go into battle, should not carry on the argument or the fight or the debate. And presumably those are some of the less consequential matters that come up. Give us some examples of things where parents may choose to just say, okay, I'm not fighting this one.
Well, I actually, that the title for the blog today came from a personal experience. It was our oldest son was in junior high, and he had just had a really horrible basketball game. It was in the winter here in Illinois, and we were all walking out as a family, and he didn't put his coat on. And so he was walking ahead with John, and I was walking with the second child and the third boy behind me, and I kept saying, put your coat on, Matthew, put your coat on, Matthew. And actually our second son, then only a sixth grader, reached over, put his hand on my arm and said, Mom, you got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom of a child, at that point, if he caught the common cold, okay. At that point, he was so low. That was not when he needed to hear his mama going, put your coat on, put your coat on.
We had one other example when we were signing books, or Kendra was, and this lady came up with her young child in a stroller and had a biker's helmet on this child. And Kendra thought, oh, my gosh, you know, this mom must be a terrible stroller driver. Mm-hmm. And the kid's got to wear a biker helmet. And Kendra didn't say a word, and the mom looked at Kendra and said, you know what? It wasn't worth it.
Right.
And she was 100% right. You know, was it worth having a fight with a child over
no.
a biker's helmet in a stroller? And
yeah.
the answer is no. You know, for goodness sake, if the kid wants to wear a biker's helmet in his stroller, is that going to hurt anything? And I think that, again, that's what we're saying. If parents would just take a look at the situation and evaluate it honestly and say, you know what, is it important? If it is important, then as a parent, you definitely get in the fray with your child. But if it's not, then for goodness sakes, don't go there.
And we go back to clothing. I mean, anything that's inappropriate, you know, a young lady wanting to wear something that's suggestive, you know, anything like that, that it's appropriate to say, nope, sis, you're not wearing that today.
Yeah. John and Kendra Smiley on our guest line here on Faith Radio. Talk to us about the parents who maybe finds it difficult to say, you know, the battle over the clothing choices of my son or daughter, even in the example you gave of the bad plaid outfit that your teenage son wanted to wear. The battle over this is really about me and my desire that my son or daughter dress perfectly so as to make me look good. This isn't about their well-being. This is about me. I just need to stand down. Kendra, you know, noted that you recognize that the struggle over the plaid outfit at church was really about your feelings, and it wasn't so much about the good of your son. So you were able to say, I won't fight this one. That's tough to do in the heat of the moment, though, to really be able to sort out and say, this is kind of about my insecurities or my shallowness or my selfishness, and I need to just butt out here. Talk to the parent who finds it difficult to do that.
Well, you know, I think you hit on something when you said in the heat of the moment, because we might go ahead and enforce what we're saying, you know, okay, you've got to put on your Sunday best, but then you can look back, and then the child has to. If mama says, no, you're going to wear your Sunday best, then that's what you're going to wear. But then I think after the heat of the battle, when there wasn't a battle, after it's not the middle of it, that's when you need to take a look at it, Mom, if you haven't been able to when it was going on. And then you might even go to the child and say, you know, I guess it really wasn't that important.
Right. Two things here, Austin. And the first one is, and Kendra and I talk about this when we do seminars with parents, one of the most difficult things in parenting is honest evaluation, because nobody else is going to evaluate and communicate with you. And so what you brought up, extremely difficult for mom or dad to sit down individually and honestly evaluate what's this all about. And so that brings up my second point. With mom and dad, you can help each other.
Yes.
Let's say mom is having this battle with the child, not in front of the child, but when the whole thing gets done and mom says, nope, this is what you're wearing to church, okay, that instance is all over, then dad and mom sit down someplace else just by themselves, and dad talks to mom, and they have a conversation. Do you really think that was important? You know, what are we going to do this? Number one, so that they're in it together, and dad might then my dad used to say, you can't see the forest for the trees. And sometimes as a parent, we get in the middle of it and we can't see it. But the other spouse may be able to look and see it, so we can help each other. And that would be one of those conversations. You know, do we really care about this? Is this really important? And they agree. If it is important, then this is what we're going to do. If it's not important, then they're working together and they back off.
Yeah. Are there circumstances where it's just understood, there's no question about it, a parent has to engage in the battle with their child. A list of circumstances or situations where it's not an option to just hold them, as it were, or to withhold any kind of engagement with your child. You've got to be willing to go to the mat for this one. Is there a list like that?
I don't know that there's actually a list, but one of the things definitely is anything that a child does that's destructive, dangerous, or defiant. I mean, that I guess is the list, but that's kind of broad spectrum. You know, and then there are things that are just in each family. It was not an option. I don't think I'll go to church today. But that was never an option. So when it's never an option, it's not like they suddenly think that that's something they can do. That was just something we did together as a family. But I think those three generalities are good ones. That those are things when, and you know, it's time for you to step up to the plate, Mom and Dad.
Right. And if parents would just look at those three, Kendra said those were broad issues, and yes, they are. But if a parent would just look at those three, dangerous, defiant, destructive, and just start with those three, then you're looking at, because so many times, and we, as Kendra and I, look at those three, those are, you know, you just don't negotiate over those three, and get mom and dad in it together. And if you can really do those three with your kids, I think the lesser ones aren't that, they work out. I think the thing that happens here is that parents today, in today's culture, a lot of parents are afraid, and, you know, that's a pretty strong word, but they're afraid to engage with their kids on doing things and telling their kids to do things because they don't know how to navigate those waters. And at the end, the child wins, mm-hmm. and then they're in a worse situation. And so that's what we're seeing a lot.
One of the things that John and I did when we were in the throes of parenting was we had what we called a SAMS meeting, and that stood for Sunday AM Summit. And
right.
That's when we talked about those kinds of things. You know, was it important to not wear bad plaid, or could the kid really go to the slumber party? That was John's. What does he want to spend the night with Brian for? He'll just be tired. John, it's okay. I've vetted the parents. It's mm-hmm. going to be a great time for him. It's okay.
Fair enough. Does the list of things that parents absolutely need to engage on, as much as that may vary from child to child, parent to parent, does it vary according to the age or the gender of the child in question? What are your thoughts on that?
I think probably when we talk about engaging with the child, certainly how you do that depends on the age and gender of the child. Little boys, little girls are different. How you talk to them, what kind of personalities they have, all those things are different. As a child gets older, it definitely is different, because as a child gets older, then you can have them enter into a lot of these situations and talk to them about it. And so, to answer your question quickly, it definitely makes a difference. And we, you know, Kendra and I say be a student of your child,
mm-hmm.
and that's gender, that's age, how they respond to things, all those type situations. I used to be a coach, and I remember, you know, coaching, and you look at athletes, and you dealt with you dealt with each athlete in a different way. Some one athlete you could talk directly to. Another one, you had to go in and you had to tell them, you know, what was going on and why, and this type of thing. And so with parenting, same thing. You have to be a student of your child, and you have to understand how to communicate with that child.
John and Kendra Smiley, counselors to parents and parents and grandparents themselves, their piece entitled Know When to Hold Them, How to Know When to Fight a Battle with Your Child. You'll find that on our website at myfaithradio.com. John and Kendra, thanks so much. Good to speak with you. We look forward to talking again very soon.
That's the deal. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you, Austin. Have a great day.
Good to be with you. And you as well. 747 from the Faith Radio Network. Thank you for being here. I'm Austin Hill. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.